Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. And the dog, Aruf, appealed to the Lord. O Lord, may I too journey from the garden with Adam? For I am his true companion, and he shelters me, and I am his friend. Beyond the garden I shall guard him and keep him. And the Lord replied, You have not sinned against me, and still you may have a place in paradise. Why should you wish to suffer pain and death and the travails of the accursed? And Aruf replied, The man and all his generations shall have need of my loyalty and my trueness to remind them of your loyalty and your truth. And the Lord God said unto Aruf, So it shall be that you and your generations shall walk by the side of man and his generations, and I shall let you and your generations continue to have sensible speech when all other four-footed beasts shall not, so that a righteous voice shall always be heard in the world. So he drove out the man, and the dog walked by his side, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis chapter 3.
Garf slept by the stove. He neither kicked, nor whined, nor did any of the things that so many dogs tended to when unconscious. Perhaps there were times when he would be animated in his sleep, but this was not one of those times. The dog stirred, stretched, and raised his head.
Gotta pee, Jack.
Man, wish I could sleep like that. You were out like a light.
Jack, I gotta pee.
So, who's stopping you?
Come on, Jack. I want you to come out with me. It's a beautiful day.
I'm cleaning my brushes, Garf. Go on your own, please.
Aw, Jack.
Garf, who leads the pack?
You do, Jack.
So, just go pee then. I'm telling you.
Jack. Come on out, please.
Okay, I knew you wouldn't give up till I went with you. Dog. Times like this, I really wonder who is top dog, you rapscallion. Come on. Huh, hot today. I can still smell the rain from last night.
Wow, I just smell so much everything.
Jack envied Garf's smell picture of the world. He had, on occasion, tried to make him jealous of his own full color vision. The canine could not have cared less. Besides, his attention span was too short for him to really get into deep descriptions of art or sunsets before he would catch a whiff of a squirrel or a bitch and no longer be listening. So it was no surprise when, after his initial pirouette outside the door, Garf sprinted off, covering 100 yards in the blink of an eye.
What is it, Garf?
Don't know. Woodchuck, maybe.
I guess he forgot about his bladder.
Hey!
Garf, hey, are you all right, Garf? Oh, Jesus, a porcupine. How many times I gotta tell you? Oh, your muzzle's all full of quills. Come here, you miserable thing. Let me look at you.
I was stupid, Jack.
Damn it, Garf, you scared me. I thought you were really hurt.
It does hurt, Jack. Make it stop.
Yeah, yeah, come along, big fella. Let's get you inside. Come on. I'll pull out the spines there, buddy. Okay, just sit here.
Ow! Oh, jeez, Jack. Ow!
Oh, just a few more now to go there, pal.
Ow!
It could have been worse, like the last time.
Don't remind me. Ow!
There we go. Now, if we just dab the little ouchy bits with some orange gel.
Oh, that stuff stinks, Jack. Ow!
I know. Ow! Just a sec more, Garf.
Ow!
Good, good. That's it. Good boy. Hey, tell you what. Here. Over here.
Genoa salami.
Yeah, one slice shouldn't kill you.
Jack, you know how to ease a dog's pain.
No problem, big fella. And we'll watch a little baseball. Forget this whole episode.
Is Pittsburgh playing? I love watching Crowell, man. That dog can fetch.
Nah, I think it's Cleveland today. Yeah, their outfield dogs aren't as much fun to watch, but their human players are pretty good.
Batting averages bore me. Just give me the hounds in the outfield and the bitches up in the stands.
The umpire afield with his whistle and the coach with a leash in his hands. When it's one, two, three men on base, hit the old grand slam. Oh, Garf, you are one of a kind, buddy. Man, I remember when you were just a pup, when I first saw you. I didn't think I'd ever get over Olo getting run over. I swore I would never get another dog. And then Debbie brought you over. And I was... Oh, no problem. Never mind. Man, poor dog. That must have hurt.
As Garf slept, Jack thought some more about his first companion, Olo, who had been killed when he was 13. Olo had been completely different from Garf, calm and deliberate, where Garf was spirited and playful. In retrospect, he reminded Jack of Servius, Hamlet's sage companion in the famous Shakespeare play. The role had always been played by a human on stage, because he had too many lines for a dog to remember, but in the film with Laurence Olivier, Kragoff, the first great dog actor of talking pictures, played the role because he only had to remember a few lines at a time. Olo didn't have the noble profile of Kragoff, but he did have Servius's common sense and wisdom. At least until he went deaf and didn't hear that car coming. But Jack was infinitely grateful for Garf's presence in his life. There may never be a dog scientist or a dog novelist, but there were plenty of dog poets and dog saints. Their strength lies in spirit, love, loyalty, and natural honesty, not deep intellect. The love and respect Jack had for Garf was reflected in his new series of canvases, all based on his handsome and loyal dog. Jack looked over at Garf, kicking in his sleep.
Got you, Porky. Not so tough without quills, are you?
That's it, boy. Good dream.